What's this training camp been like? It's a whole lot more normal than what you went through last year. Has it felt like you're almost back to normal and almost back to things being like they were?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's having a full camp, I think, makes a big difference for everyone. Just getting that chemistry and playing with different guys, getting a couple of preseason games in, I mean, that makes a big difference. I think last year was a little weird, just kind of jumping in at a random time. So it's nice just to feel prepared heading into the season and getting a couple of good weeks of working.
How excited are you to – I know you've played in front of some fans. It hasn't been a full building, and you were able to go do the game in Kent, Washington, and the team was able to have some fun there with some fans. But to have your fans back and to have 19,000 people on Monday, how excited are you for that, or even to go to Edmonton on Saturday?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I mean, it's the game's so different when you have the fans and the emotion. You know, it's they make a big impact. And I think just to have a little – sense of what it feels like to play in front of fans again in the preseason was great, and just to have a full crowd on Saturday night should be a lot of fun.
How are you feeling individually so far in camp about where your game is right now?
I feel good. I mean, I think obviously I had a little bit of a different summer after the surgery, and coming in it was a real good opportunity. I tried to get here a little early just to skate with the guys and just slowly kind of ramp it up as camp went on, and I felt better and better each week, and obviously last week getting a couple games and was great. I was pretty fortunate to be able to get like 3 games in. We didn't know if that was going to be possible or not, but it was, and I felt good, felt solid, and just that confidence in my shoulder and just allowing myself to go and play my game was big, so I feel good.
Did you have any worries when you first hit the ice about taking contact or taking a hit? Did it take a few of those to give you the full confidence in your shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest hurdle when you're coming back from a surgery. I think it's just the confidence and the mental aspect of it. You know, you can try to replicate contact and practice with guys and battles, but it's just not the same as like a real game. So, I mean, I would say mentally I was not nervous. I was just, I think I just needed a couple of shifts just to get into it, get hit a bit, and then I felt good after that.
Noah Hanifin's with us. So take us back to the injury and when it happened. Am I right in saying that it was kind of, you were kind of playing tenuously at the time and the shoulder was already not in great shape when the actual season-ending injury happened?
Yeah, no, I heard it before, and it wasn't too serious. It was just it was pretty minor for a couple days, but it was definitely bothering me a bit, but you know, I felt I could play through it, and obviously we were at a critical time of the year, so I wanted to play, and then obviously I had that incident like a week later when we played Montreal at home where the shoulder was injured pretty badly, so I had to take care of it, but luckily I feel good now. So
do you know at the time that you were like, this is pretty bad?
Yeah, I knew right away. Yeah, because I mean, my shoulder came out, and when that happens, it's brutal.
Yep.
So I knew right away, and obviously I was pretty bummed just the way this the season ended and not being able to play with the guys. So it was tough, but you know, it's never a good time to get an injury, but I guess, you know, being able to be able to start the season on time this year was definitely positive.
So you said you were able to kind of get back in July to feeling a little bit more normal.
Yeah.
So it was May and June where it was pretty dark.
Brutal.
And couldn't do much, hey?
Yeah, for like 6 weeks or so, I was like in a sling and wasn't able to really do anything. That's kind of the protocol after you have a shoulder surgery like that. And yeah, it was tough. I mean, you just obviously, you want to be able to get on the ice, you want to skate, you want to be able to do things, you want to be able to work out, and obviously as an athlete, you just want to feel like you're always doing something. So it was tough mentally for sure the first few months, but I had a good group around me back home in Boston that was taking care of me, and I think by July, hit that corner where I was able to get on the ice and could start having some fun again, you know, doing the things you want to do.
So could you do anything, like, or were you pretty immobilized?
My upper body was immobilized. I was just trying to ride the bike and just do little things like that, go for walks. I mean, that was pretty much it, though, because it's weird when you have a surgery and you're totally immobilized for, you know, 6 weeks at least. You know, it's tough. You can't really, it's just the little things like getting out of bed and doing things. You just can't do it. So it's tough, but I feel kind of going through that experience, dealing with a little bit of adversity, you know, wasn't the worst thing.
Do you have to watch your diet at all? And like, I know that you guys don't, in season, doesn't really matter because you're burning so much any given day. But when you're a little less mobile, do you watch more what's going on in your body?
Yeah, you have to. Just because you're not able to exercise and do the things, you can't burn off, you know, the calories. You can't work out like you normally can. So you have to find other ways to, and just to help yourself heal. You know, I learned a lot about just you know, taking care of yourself in general through the process and what your body can do. So just, yeah, how to do the little things. You got to stay on top of that stuff and, you know, hydrate, eat well, do all those things and help your recovery go quicker.
So when you're finally able to get back, do you have to kind of catch yourself and not going like 150%? You haven't been able to train for 6 weeks and now you can do it. You have to be careful.
Yeah, you do. Especially like around July, even when I got back on the ice, like you feel good. But you still have to be really smart. Like I could only go and like take a couple shots to skate. Like can't just go out and just do all the normal things. You have to be really cautious and can't have any, you know, battles in the summer. Can't play 3-on-3s. So you just gotta take it easy and just kind of just feel it out and just, you know, trust the process, trust the recovery, and then you can, like I said, you can start ramping things up. It was pretty good timing coming into camp where I was able to, you know, practice with the guys, and that was like literally right when I was able to start battling again. So.
Noah Hannafin's with us of the Calgary Flames. So the training camp this year has seen you kind of spend a little time with Chris. You've spent some time with Rasmus. It looks like Rasmus is the guy that you're going to start with this year. How comfortable do you feel with anybody on your right side right now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel great. I mean, I had some experience playing with Rasmus in the bubble a couple of years ago. Obviously, it was a little short stint, but it was, you know, I felt... You know, me and him play pretty well together. I mean, I think we think the game and see the game pretty similar. He's an offensive guy, good skater, he's a smart player. So yeah, I think it was good. I think that, you know, having this whole camp, playing a couple of games together, you know, getting that chemistry, I think that makes a big difference. So I'm confident playing with whoever on the right side. Obviously, me and Chris had great chemistry as well. So, but I think starting off with Rasmus will be great.
Well, you kind of got switched there late last year before the injury. You played a few games, and I know that the idea was Darryl felt that, you know, you were ready to kind of take on even a little bit more responsibility on a pairing. How did that feel? Like to know that here's a coach who's given me the confidence to go out and maybe have a little bit more of a role. And you were playing a lot already.
Yeah, no, that's huge. I think that makes a big difference. You know, just you know, feeling that confidence and knowing that you're trusted. You know, by the teammates and the coaches, just to play an important role. It's something coming into this year, you know, it was on my mind all summer. I knew it was going to be a big year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, losing someone like Gio, it's tough. You know, he was a huge part of our team. He was like the glue in the back end who, you know, he played in a lot of different roles. So guys got to step up. And obviously me, you know, I've had a couple years of experience being able to play with him and just watch and learn from him and playing with a guy like Chris, another great veteran defenseman last year. You know, I feel I'm hitting that point in my career where I'm ready to take another level and take another step and, you know, have more of a role in the team.
Do you feel how you have to guard against maybe doing too much with Gio gone? Because here you are, you're kind of now the number one left side guy. Do you have to guard against doing too much or taking too much on your shoulders?
Yeah, I mean, I just got to, you know, just keep it simple. Control what you can control, you know, and that's that. I mean, you just got to, I mean, the thing about Gio is he was just such a hardworking guy, and every day he came prepared to practice, to work out, get ready for games. You know, it's just all the little things that I feel when you have more of a role, you have to take care of, and that's something I've been focusing on.
If you take a look at kind of your numbers, your metrics throughout your time in the NHL, it seems like even going back to Carolina, you take a step every year, and those things got better. But what about for you? It felt like everybody believed that your biggest step came starting last year. Is that the way you felt as well? Did it feel like your comfort level, just how you were feeling on the ice, that you took the biggest step of your career?
Yeah, I think last year was a big step in the right direction. You know, I think for me, a lot of it was just mental and just being more assertive and trusting my ability. You know, it's kind of, you know, I said it last year, it's just getting back to playing the way I was when I was a little bit younger, which is just not thinking too much, just having fun playing, you know, using my ability, my skating, and just having that swagger kind of. And I felt last year was definitely a step in that right direction. I feel I can keep improving for sure. I mean, you know, a lot of people say when you hit like a certain point of games, that's kind of like what you are, but I just don't buy that, you know. And I think Gio is a good example of that. You know, he won the Norris when he was 35, got better every single year, wasn't drafted. So I think different players have different, you know, routes. And for me, I think just trying to focus on getting better every year and mentally just getting more and more confident. And I feel now, you know, 24, turning 25 soon, I'm kind of getting to that point where I'm ready.
Well, and I mean, you started at 18. Like, yeah. Not a lot of defensemen start that young. It's kind of some of the growing pains early on, they were kind of unavoidable, weren't they?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, when you're 18, 19, coming into the league, I mean, there was, yeah, like you said, there was a lot of growing pains. I saw the game from a totally different perspective when you get to the NHL at that level. It's just so much faster. You're playing against men. You know, it's not college hockey or junior hockey. It's just a different level for when you're 18. And, you know, I felt now, you know, being 24, you know, I feel the game, even last year, the game's just starting to slow down a lot. I'm starting to see plays a lot faster just because I've had a lot of games under my belt. I've had a lot of experience so far. So, you know, I feel just, you know, now it's time just to be confident, keep making plays, and obviously take that next step.
So you feel another step might be in you this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think I need to. I mean, especially this year, you know, having a little bit more of a role, probably going to play a little bit more minutes and playing in a lot more situations, you know, with losing a guy like Gio. So I think I have to take a step, but I feel it's definitely in me.
Final thought, you obviously last year didn't go the way anybody wanted it to. We asked Milan this yesterday, and he kind of said, yeah, you want to have a chip on your shoulder, but you also want to put last season behind you. How do you do both? How do you take last year and forget it, but at the same time use it for good for this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to learn from the things that didn't make us a playoff team last year, and I think that a lot of that's just the way we played. You know, I don't think we were consistent enough. We'd have little stretches where we were playing good hockey, and then we'd kind of get into bad habits. So I think from that aspect, you can learn a lot, and you know what it takes to win. But also, I think just we have a lot of new faces, new coaches, a lot more guys who have won Stanley Cups, and I think they bring, they bring a lot of intangibles into their room that, you know, they know what it takes to win, they know how you have to play, they know the process of an 82-game schedule and how to ramp it up and get ready to play playoff hockey. So I think that's going to make a big difference this year.
Thanks for doing this. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you guys.